This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories of the diverse rainbow communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9, this is the Worldwide Wrap.
Now, often...
Ooh. That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news.
Now, often...
Not quite yet.
Often when we do this segment, which is our weekly roundup of what's happened in the world for the week, you know, there's some we can get some pretty grim stories. But this week, all of our stories are about thriving.
Oh.
Thriving LGBT communities around
fantastic.
The world.
Fantastic. Yes.
And first of all...
Where do we start?
Scotland. We interviewed a great team, a young guy
yes.
and a truck driver who created a schools program. They've got another program which two-thirds of the secondary schools, or nearly 60% of the secondary schools in Scotland have adopted an LGBT charter to support inclusivity for staff and pupils. That's 212 high schools. Can you imagine?
That's a lot. I mean,
it's a different
scheme than the one they presented.
It's different, but it's part of this thriving momentum
yes.
where, you know, somebody starts something and somebody else says, yeah, we should change this, and then they get on board. Great work LGBT Youth Scotland who put this together. And their target is 75% of secondary schools that will be thriving.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic, and it allows people to have that diversity and.
And then, what about India? India is thriving as well.
Absolutely, the LGBT community pins hopes on Supreme Court legalizing same-sex marriage. So, you know, the Supreme Court of India is hearing petition from LGBT couple fighting to legalize same-sex marriage.
It was less than 10 years ago that India.
2018.
Yeah.
Decriminalized gay sex.
Decriminalized.
Yes, that's right.
But to go from that to potentially marriage equality.
Marriage equality, absolutely. So it's great progress in the 9 years. But yes, same sex marriage is still not recognized. So there's a 5-judge panel, and the issue is the Chief Justice, D.Y. Chandrasekharan, heading that panel, and said the issue is of seminal importance to India. So it really is gathering momentum.
And then, hey, why don't we recognise, you know, we are the international show, but sometimes Australia sets the trend, and Australia is on track to become one of the first countries in the world to eliminate HIV. I never thought I'd be saying that in my lifetime.
No, because, I mean, I grew up with HIV, and my first job, I'm a nurse, and my first job as a nurse was actually in HIV/AIDS ward.
Wow.
And it's changed so much since, and that was in 1996.
Yeah.
So it has evolved so much, and I would have never thought that we'll come to that now.
And this is a peer-reviewed journal that has done this assessment. So
in the Lancet, yeah. That's
good things are happening. And in brief, another thriving country, Japan's main ruling party is to begin a full-scale debate on LGBT equality.
A majority of US voters aren't happy about political attacks on trans kids.
And a bit of thriving happening in the football arena for LGBT rights, with another Spanish professional footballer coming out as gay saying, it's our turn to live it up. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.